This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, guys. Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, as many of us in our respective cities are kind of preparing to bunker down again for another month, and probably many of us are going to have to be still on lockdown and shut down deep into May, hopefully not June. We're hoping this all ends soon. There's a lot of shall we say, fidgeting and people kind of getting grumpy and what's the word for it when you just are not at ease, okay? And I know my hair's a mess, I'm sorry. Yeah, not being able to get your hair done, not being able to get your nails done. And I know this pales in comparison to the gravity of the situation. We've had over 4,000 people die right now in the United States, 190,000 cases. But the problem I see as a doctor, or anybody with any psychology background, is you need to give the country a job. You need to give them a duty and a goal. So I guess Samuel Jackson read a poem, and I can't recite it on air. There's not a lot of things I could recite that Samuel Jackson says. But he basically, I think, read a poem that he helped write saying, stay the blank at home. And, I mean, it definitely, you know, resonates, and it definitely some much-needed, you know, instruction during this time. But here's the thing, okay, a lot of people are at home, and they want to do. You know, one of the reasons why we see people out there, like the young people, all right, you know, these young people partying it up on the beach, all right, they're not entirely just doing it to party, all right? You know, people realize that they need each other. They need that social interaction. And so, you know, every time I've met with people, you know, throughout the shutdown, even though we kept it small and all that, it wasn't so much that I wanted to hang out and party. It's because I knew that other people needed to see me or needed, you know, needed companionship. And so I'm not giving credit where credit shouldn't be due. I really think that a lot of the young people are like, look, my friends are getting stir crazy. You know, I need to be there. We need to show that, you know, we still love each other. And so a lot of times there is some altruistic, you know, motives for that. But what we have now is everybody being told to stay home. But they need something to do. They need a duty. And, you know, I've kind of brought up, oh, I got my blood drawn. I kind of brought up that, you know, yeah, there's things you can do at home. You know, you can fix the house and you can spend time with the kids and help them with their online schooling, which was a disaster. I can't do my kids' homework. You know, first grade, second grade, I had that down. But high school and college, I'm like, I don't know. And, you know, I've been trying so hard, you know, to not let my kids, you know, think they know more than me when they're teenagers. And now that just cemented it. They know that they know more than me. And I did, like, I took classes beyond Calculus 3 in college. I just don't remember the stuff. So what can you do? I mean, you know, people need a job. People need a focus. So if you can't work, first, if you could donate blood, donate blood. All right, we are so low on blood. God bless United Vitalant and, you know, formerly United Blood Services, American Red Cross. I can't tell you enough how these hospitals need blood. I mean, car accidents are still happening. Shootings are still happening. Hopefully less with the lockdown. But, we can't even fathom all the needs that blood provides. So cancer, anemia, et cetera. So if you can donate blood, I just donated blood. very, very simple to do with social distancing. It was a big room, plenty of space between others. I felt like I was all by myself. It's not that hard to do, but if you don't want to leave the house and you want to help, still a bunch of things you could do. Okay, so one is, look at what's happening with our homeless population. All right, our homeless population is kind of getting screwed right now because, you know, they don't have all of us do-gooders out there and helping and donating and support. So maybe start working on that now. You know, one of my friends went through all their closets, things like that, and got a whole bunch of stuff for charity. You know, if you're going to be already cleaning out the house, I'm sure there are a lot of things you could donate. A lot of clothes you only wore once. I do a lot of rewears just because I had grown up in a family that was poor and you just don't throw something out after one wear. So I will rewear and rewear, as you all can see. But there are things that you buy that were two sizes too small because you thought you would lose weight and be able to wear that dress for New Year's, which you never were able to wear. Donate that, okay? Other things you could do, which is really kind of cool, is, you know, people want to talk to others. They don't want to just do stuff from home. So then, in your community, put up some flyers saying you're going to do a community, shall we say, canned food drive. You know how many of us have cans of food right now? All right? And the stores are still open. The stores are still selling food. So maybe do a collection, store it in the garage, so that as soon as we are done, you guys have a crap load of food that you can bring over to a homeless shelter. Another thing I want to tell you guys, one thing that's helping me keep my sanity is the memes and the jokes and stuff online. Don't do April Fools. April Fools are stupid. But, and we will review some April Fools jokes. But you guys don't realize how much you're helping others when you post these memes that are so funny. Like one of you guys posted that you're going to, you know, look at travel plans for the weekend. And then you posted, oh my God, you posted a floor plan of a house. Bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, so that the weekend plans could include, you know, which bedroom you would go into. Okay, that just made my day. It made my day. So, you know, if you do have access to social media and can keep it clean, you know, post these things of encouragement because we're all in the same boat. And, you know, that really kind of helps. It's, you know, you knowing that you're entertaining others, which is why social media is exploding right now and why people kind of get addicted to likes and things like that, is because what you're putting out there makes other people feel good. Of course, you could donate. You know, there's charities that do need, you know, money. So if you could donate, that, you know, that only, you know, takes 5 seconds. You know, what could you do for a longer period of time? So hopefully some of these ideas help. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a big question I've been getting is, is Dr. Fauci suggesting that 100,000 people could die, or the government suggesting that we could have, enormous death counts and death tolls? Is he right on, or is he over exaggerating? Well, Dr. Fauci, and I hope I'm really pronouncing that right, has been, you know, usually a calming voice with all this. And so, you know, people are kind of listening to it. He's, you know, one of the heroes of the decade now, with, you know, his approach, his calmness, and his being the nation's top infectious disease expert. Now, he said, based on models, that the United States could see 100,000 or more deaths. Now, apparently this was on Jake Tapper's State of the Union. He said, whenever the models come in, they give a worst-case scenario and a best-case scenario. Generally, the reality is somewhere in the middle. I've never seen a model of the diseases that I've dealt with where the worst case actually came out. They're always an overshoot. He says, I mean, looking at what we're seeing now, I would say between 100,000 and 200,000 deaths, but I don't want to be held to that. The U.S., he says, may also have millions of cases of coronavirus. Now, President Donald Trump said that based on models of coronavirus, Donald Trump has extended, obviously, social distancing for another 30 days in response to this. Now, but people aren't letting this go. Is 100,000 people going to die? And I was on SportsX Radio on KDOM last night, and I said no. I mean, I don't want to give false hope, but I don't believe in the bottom of my heart that we're going to lose 100,000 people to this. Now, that is based on the information I've been given. I can't sit here and go, we've been given fake news from China. I can't technically do that. Based on the numbers we've been given, all right, and looking at the number of cases in other countries, I don't think we're going to be in the 100,000 mark. Could we be very similar to flu? Anywhere between, we average maybe some years 20 to 60,000 a year. One year we had 80,000 deaths. Do I think this could mirror the number of flu-related deaths? I do. But do I think we're going to be in six figures? No. Now, where are we at right now? Well, the U.S. has over 190,000 cases. Actually, let me refresh because it changes all the time. Global cases are 894,000. Deaths globally have been 45,000. 189,000 have recovered. In the U.S., we have 191,000 cases. And remember, we're testing more. All right? We have 41,000 deaths. Of course, the majority in New York, which we'll talk about. Italy is what's frightening everybody because Italy has 110,000 cases but 13,000 deaths. So they have three times more the death toll. They have less population than the U.S. They have less total cases, but their death toll has risen. So this is a country where we want to get as much data and intelligence out of as much as possible. Spain has 100,000 cases, 9,000 in terms of death toll. So Spain and Italy are looking at 9 to 11% mortality, which is a little confusing when we look at America's numbers and China's numbers. China's numbers had 81,500 cases, 3,300 deaths. Germany has 75,000 cases and 848 deaths. Switzerland has also less deaths compared to others, 461 deaths, 17,000. So, you know, we need to kind of see, A, what's happening in the other countries, and B, are they being forthcoming with their numbers? And C, are any of these coronavirus deaths being reported not entirely direct coronavirus deaths, but, you know what, somebody had a heart attack. When we tested them for coronavirus, they had coronavirus as well. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are taking your calls, your questions, your comments right now, 1-877-DOCADALI. So in the United States, of these 191,000 cases, 75,000 is coming from New York. They've had already 1,700 deaths. There's reports, which we'll hear later, of people being, you know, triaged in the hallways and, you know, it being like a war zone. You know, it's interesting. When I saw the picture of some people's on gurneys and hallways, I was in a hallway. In the 90s, I had a kidney stone. There was no beds. Hospital was, you know, max to the max. And so I was basically in the hallway being treated. That happens a lot. Look, I'm not trying to minimize, you know, how serious this is, but very commonly you will catch pictures of hospitals where people are on a gurney against a wall being treated. Because if they're out of rooms, they're out of rooms. Some ERs have 17 beds. Well, some of them have 30 beds. But if you only have X amount of doctors, X amount of staff, and there's somebody that needs some care, they'll put them up against a wall in a gurney, as long as they can ensure privacy. So it's not that unheard of to see patients in the hallways. But yes, New York is overwhelmed. But I just want to let you guys know that because, you know, you might in the future see pictures of that. That happens when a hospital is trying to see as many patients as they can. It happens. New Jersey has 18,600 cases, 267 people died. California, 8,500 cases, 183 people died. Michigan, 7,600 cases, 259 people died. Florida, 6,900 cases, 87 people have died. Then comes Massachusetts, Illinois, Washington, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas at about 3,700 cases. Connecticut at 31. Everybody below is under 3,000 cases. Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Ohio, and then under 2,000 cases are Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, Wisconsin, Missouri, Arizona. Nevada is up at 1,200 cases with 26 deaths. Then South Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, and under 1,000 cases include Utah, Oregon, Minnesota, Kentucky, District of Columbia, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Idaho, Iowa, Rhode Island, Kansas, New Hampshire, Maine, Delaware, New Mexico, all the other remaining states. Now, I believe South Dakota has some of the least amount of cases, 108, one death. You notice the more rural, like Montana. Montana's 5 total deaths, 208 total cases. We're seeing many states start to implement travel restrictions. If you want to come into their beautiful state, all right, you need to self-quarantine. And, I think that's appropriate. You know, I mean, you know, it's kind of not the easiest thing to talk about, but, you know, you have people, let's say, trying to escape New York or trying to escape many of these, epicenters. And they want to be healthy. They want their family healthy. And so going to a place like Montana or, you know, Wyoming or North Dakota, South Dakota is inviting. But the reason why North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming is able to, and even Nevada, is able to keep areas, you know, pretty coronavirus free is because they don't have these epicenters, these little foci of multiple cases. And so in order to keep their state, you know, solvent, you know, keep it healthy, they are going to have to, as people come in, right, isolate them. They are going to have to make sure they get tested. You know, and, you know, they owe that to their state. That being said, people are very confused on what's happening in New York in terms of people trying to flee and not being able to. You know, for any of you guys that saw Chernobyl, you know, we're watching Chernobyl where Chernobyl happens. And trust me, this isn't Chernobyl, okay? We're not talking about radiation. But people try to leave, and they wouldn't let them. And then they finally bust people out of there. And so, you know, we're watching this going, well, you know, and I remember talking to my kids. I'm like, well, thank God we're in America, you know, and you know, but, you know, if this happened in America, Mom, would we, you know, be stuck? Would they not let us go? And I go, I don't know. You know, I mean, we're America and we're abiding by the Constitution. But all of a sudden, when there's a public health crisis, all right, a lot of that goes out the window. So, you know, if you're in an area with high numbers and, other states don't want you to spread it, right? You know, you're not going to leave. So it's a what we're watching here is something that we've never watched before because we've never had a situation such as this. So when we look at the cases of 41,000 people dying in America, if we could do the lockdowns, we're going to talk about, you know, suggestions on that by the government. You know, I think we could definitely curb this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Attention. Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting a Walmart distribution center in Virginia.
Thank you for doing a great job. Keep the food on the table for the American people. You're making an incredible difference here.
Hosting a telephone news briefing at the Capitol, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is pushing for the next phase of stimulus legislation.
As we work to address the immediate health emergency, mitigate the economic impact, and lay the foundation for a strong recovery, we must take bold action to renew America's infrastructure.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says, time out.
Well, we need to make sure that Phase 3 actually works. We don't have any checks out yet.
Graham's biggest concern in Phase 3 is unemployment insurance getting to the right people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Any article that you read on how coronavirus was started because somebody had sex with a bat is fake. That's fake news, okay? Apparently, what went viral over the last few days is an article on World News Daily Report. That kind of sounds official, right? World News Daily Report, barely an article, claimed that Chinese authorities said patient zero of the coronavirus had sex with bats. You know, people have just too much time on their hands. And they make it look real, real official. And there's a man. there's a man who is strapped to a medical gurney, but sitting upright wearing a mask, and pictured as the gentleman who was patient zero in the coronavirus case. So that you see him and you go, oh, he had sex with bat. I don't know who this gentleman is, but it's fake. So when we talk about patient zero is, you know, like the first person they believe, which I don't think they have figured out who that was. We don't even know if they're alive. But patient zero would be the first person that possibly had it and then gave it to others, which is why I'm still kind of scratching my head with this whole, you know, they ate a bat theory, because, that means you receive the coronavirus by an oral ingestible route, and then you turned around and breathed it on others, okay? I'm still a little, you know, confused about that one, because I don't think 70,000 people ate a bat by the time we heard about coronavirus. So at the time of writing the story, the article was COVID-19, Chinese health authorities confirmed patient zero had sex with bats. I don't even know if having sex with a bat is even possible. I don't see how they would stay still. And unfortunately, by then, there were hundreds of thousands of likes and shares. So fact check. The entire story is a work of fiction. The main image used in the story is from an article by Hong Kong Free Press. World News Daily Report is a known disinformation peddler, they say, that passes off harmful disinformation under the guise of satirical content. This has been reported by Boom Live. The site also is mentioned on a list of fake news websites. So Boom has had to debunk those articles. So World News Daily Report, again, might be a fake news. So watch out for the bogus articles. Now, while we are talking about sex, people who are in the sex worker industry may not get COVID-19 disaster loans. They say stock plans are eligible for funds, but not adult entertainers. Sex workers and anyone whose professional activities involve prurient products, that is a new word. It's spelled P-R-U-R-I-E-N-T, prurient. I got to look that up. I am dying to know what that means. By the way, if you guys know, 1-877-DOCTOR, it's probably dirty. All right, prurient products or content. Yeah, oh yeah, we got to talk about that. Apparently Zoom, you know, who your employers are using for businesses, or the business meetings that you have while you guys are working remotely has apparently been hacked by porn. Apparently somebody doing online teaching while they were teaching the kids, somebody kind of came on, yelled something profane at her, and then gave out her address. There's some real sick people out there. You would think that we would be all, like, on the same page. Okay, well, anyway, I can't look it up. My computer is having a tough time. You know what? I'm sorry. I fixate on these things. Okay, my job in the news is to know what these words mean. Prurient meaning. It means having or encouraging an excessive interest in sexual matters. Gosh, how come I don't know that? Well, maybe I'm not very prurient anyway. Anyway, so in the global pandemic, policymakers are actively making the world a worse place for sex workers and their families. That is according to Jack the Stripper. It's a Jacker. Jack the Stripper. On the Small Business Administration website, U.S. business owners employing fewer than 500 people, sole proprietors and independent contractors that are impacted by the coronavirus, can get an SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. It's really interesting. You get $10,000, I think, up to $10,000, and I think most of it's forgiven, if not all. Small cooperatives, nonprofit organizations, and employee stock ownership. But there are certain categories of businesses and workers. Applicants engage in activity that's illegal, obviously you're not eligible, nor are certain agricultural enterprises that might be eligible for government funding. Members of Congress, state and local governments also barred. They say yet some of the eligibility requirements reflect nothing more than prejudice and favorites, they say. This is according to Reason.com. So if, let's say, somebody is a dancer, they might not be able to get money. If you are an independent worker into webcamming, and where, you know, no. If there are strip clubs, you can't get the money. Sex toy shops, you can't get the money. Movie theaters, hair salons, clothing boutiques have been closed, but I think they could get the money. So just, you know, before you apply, you might want to read up to see if you are eligible. I am, like, I'm very kind of, you know, mixed on that. I mean, if you've owned a business, I live in Vegas, so we do have strip clubs. Strip clubs are very prevalent. They're prurient, and I can't say that word, prurient, and they're prevalent. And they, these dance clubs, they hire people. They have bartenders, they have servers, they have people that dance, they have people that do custodians, they rent space, they, you know, and they're businesses too. Now, maybe it's because people think that those businesses are going to be just fine. There is always going to be people that want to go to a strip club. But, you know, do they have a right to the same, you know, the same relief that other businesses have? I mean, they do employ workers. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC director, we're going to talk about this in the next hour, says there is going to be another coronavirus wave in late fall. Now, this is interesting because we have been talking on the show about how coronavirus might come back each year. Or if coronavirus really was a, you know, fall, winter sort of virus that nobody really told us about or tested for, and we just assumed these cases were flu. I mean, maybe coronavirus has been around for a while. Who knows? Then we're probably going to see it again next year, just or the coming fall. But this is a little different. He's saying there's going to be another wave of it in late fall, like meaning the current virus. Now, that could be better news than the news that I've been kind of, you know, theorizing, in that if we do come up with a vaccine, then hopefully we could vaccinate before the second wave. My worry has been it's going to be like the flu, where each year it's a different strain. And so if you got the flu shot last year, you got to now get the new one. So having this new wave of a current coronavirus might mean our vaccines could help prevent the next you know, big pandemic. If, however, it's not, and it's just as wily as other viruses, we could be in trouble. So, not the best news, but, you know, I know we got April Fool's. Nothing has been April Fool's, but we will talk about April Fool's in the next segment. So don't go away. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's April Fool's. Not a lot of people are celebrating, and no one's really in the mood. There are some still funny, you know, things out there and funny pranks, which we'll talk about. But apparently, I'm not sure who it was, a celebrity in South Korea for his April Fool's told everybody he had coronavirus. So all his fans start to be like, oh my gosh, you okay? You know, and then, you know, an hour later he's like, April Fool's. They're like, well, that's not funny. So April Fool's to me is one of the stupidest holidays out there. It's so stupid. But there's some origins that I always kind of like to talk about on the show. I go to history.com for a lot of my history because I like the History Channel, and history.com, I believe, I don't know if history.com is for the History Channel. Yeah, I think so. So apparently April Fool's might have some origins back to the year 1582 when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. We talked about, remember the, you know, 10 months, then the 12 months and the leap year. We talked about Julian and Gregorian calendar. I don't want to talk about it again. But the Council of Trent back in, I think, 1563 asked for, I guess, the calendars to be changed. And the Julian calendar, known as the Hindu calendar, the year began with the spring equinox around April 1. People who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize that, the start of the new year had actually been moved to January 1. And so there were people that would still celebrate the New Year's because they didn't get the memo at the end of March to April 1. So they would be made fun of and were known as April Fools. That's what they think. So they would be the butt of jokes and hoaxes would happen on these people. Now, these pranks would include having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as April Fish, Poisson d'Avril, to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person. Now, historians have also linked April Fool's Day to festivals such as Hilaria, Latin for joyful, right, like hilarious, which was celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March by followers of the cult of Cybele. It involved dressing up in disguises, mocking fellow citizens and even magistrates, and was said to be inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, Osiris, and Seth. There's also speculation April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, or first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, where Mother Nature fooled people with changing, unpredictable weather. So these are all theories as to where April Fool's came out. Now, April Fool's Day, they believe, got its, you know, popularity in Britain during the 18th century. In Scotland, the tradition became a two-day event, starting with the Hunting the Gawk, in which people were sent on phony errands. Gawk is a word, I guess, for cuckoo bird, or and a symbol for fool. And then it was followed by Tally Day, which involved pranks played on people's tushies, such as pinning fake tails or kick-me signs to them. People were always fascinated with the butt. And then in modern times, people do some real stupid when it comes to April Fool's Day hoax. Newspapers, radio, TV stations, websites have done it. So back in 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop. And it showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. I don't know how they were able to do that in the 50s. But that was April Fool's. In 1985, Sports Illustrated writer George Plimpton tricked many readers as he ran a made-up article about a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch who could throw a fastball over 168 miles an hour. You know what? Anything to sell the paper. In 1992, National Public Radio ran a spot with former President Richard Nixon saying he was running for president again. It was an actor, not Nixon, and the segment, I guess, really people took seriously. 1996, Taco Bell. Can you imagine Richard Nixon running again? 1996, Taco Bell, the fast food restaurant chain, duped people when it announced it was going to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell and call it the Taco Liberty Bell. People were ticked. 1998, Burger King advertised a left-handed Whopper. So a bunch of customers asked for the left-handed Whopper. Of course, a fake sandwich. Google hosts an annual April Fool's Day prank that includes everything from telepathic search to the ability to play Pac-Man on Google Maps. So, you know, April Fool's is, it's a holiday where a bunch of us are like, okay, this is stupid. This is stupid. So what are some April Fool's Day things you could do? Well, I looked at boardpanda.com. So they said one thing you could do is insect lamps, right? Because, you know, kind of stuck at home. Not all of these you could do at home. But where you basically cut out an insect that looks like an insect, and then you stick it on the inside of a lamp. So when you look, it looks like there is a big, huge 3-inch bug on the lamp. Usually the woman in the house will be like, ah! And that's like April Fool's. Alright. There is a balloon prank fake out where I guess you basically cover up a whole window with a bunch of balloons so people think there's a big party in it. There is plant a grass garden in your coworker's keyboard. So I guess how they do that is you have a keyboard, and you know how the keys are really, really deep in some of them. So I guess what you could do is you could put seeds, and then every now and then, I guess you water it. And then finally, when it's all grown, you swap out their keyboard with this with grass in it. Actually, it looks really cute. Another thing you could do is create an infinite loop of shopping carts around their car. So you see a car, and when they go into the store, you get shopping carts, and you put them around the car. This looks like a really good loop, though. You can attach an air horn to their seat. So there's an air horn that'll kind of like make a sound when they sit. And it's interesting because I think it is released by the pressure, and you can't see it. That's actually a brilliant prank. There is a mouse prank, I guess, where you do something to the mouse. I'm not really sure. Let's say you have somebody who really, really likes candied apples like I do. You can disguise an onion after you peel it and then, you know, food color it red and make it look like an apple. So somebody will sink their teeth and it's an onion. Although it's funny because for the first few seconds you actually still think it's an apple. You could actually become a seat. This is interesting. There's somebody who looks like a leather car seat. I don't know if I would like that because that means somebody has to sit on it. This April Fool's prank I like, you hang a Kim Jong-un picture on the staff picture wall. So while there's pictures of everybody that works there, you have a picture of Kim Jong-un. That's cute. You can make Mentos ice bombs for your friends that love soda. Why? Because it, I don't know, does it get all bubbly? I don't know. You could replace an air freshener with something that is a shrimp. There's like a shrimp scent that you use for bait. And so somebody sprays, you know, for, you know, air freshener, and then it smells like shrimp. A prank at Walmart, somebody put like a little fake snake in between two watermelons. Let's say you replace the carpet. Before you replace the carpet, you could, with red paint, make it look like blood, and it says, get out, and there's a smear. And it made it look like somebody was dragged under the wall. So when somebody replaces the carpet in the new house, if they buy your house, it says, get out. They say something called the cage copier. Oh, yeah. So I guess you could put a picture. I don't know. I guess you could mess up with the copy machine. You could paint soap with clear nail polish. Not exactly sure why. Bathroom is occupied. Put some fake shoes and jeans. Looks like some guy's sitting there. And then full cups of water in the hallway. All right, that's interesting stuff. 1-877, Dr. Allie, don't go away.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.